Report and possible discussion on water management plan, David Rudolph.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. I'm very pleased to bring you this report. It's a status briefing, informational briefing on action is needed. And this is an early briefing in the process of creating a water management plan for the authority. This document is going to be of high interest to and importance to the authority in the long term, because it's going to bring a number of pieces together, as you'll see, of how we operate our system, what our supplies are, and what our planning is. And that'll ultimately be highly referred to, very important to the directors and to the authority itself and to the public. Let me first kind of define, in my terms, what a water management plan is, and it is going to be a written document. It will define to you what our water supplies are. And then on the second bullet, the kinds of commitments and projected demands, let me make a distinction here between what our commitments are, which will be our contracts. That's what we need to be able to supply in the long term, in the 2050, 50-year time frame horizon. And then our demands are what we have to meet each and every day to meet our customers' needs. So both of those are very important. Both of those have elements in this plan. So the water management plan that we're working on would define how we meet our system to meet our current demands. And then it's also going to show how we do planning to meet our long-term commitments. And then also, one of the things that's driving us is what our constraints are on the system. And let me go on to the next slide on why we need to do this water management plan. We do have increasing commitments and demands on the system. Of course, we all know what water demands are doing in the state, especially as we're going through this current drought. Our operational constraints are also becoming more complex, and that's due to a number of factors, not the least of which is just public involvement in what our business is. And then also, very importantly, driver, but not the only driver, is that as our system operations application, the TCEQ, we're anticipating that the TCEQ will require us to have a written water management plan that shows how we're going to manage our current permits and our application for our new appropriation. With the next one, we have most pieces of a water management plan in just that. It's in pieces. Most of these are written. Some of them are under an institutional knowledge. We've got our contract commitments, which are our contracts. We're heavy into resource planning through a number of avenues. And then reservoir operations, again, that's what we do day-to-day already. All three of those pieces and others will then come together into this defined water management plan. You will have, heavy input review into that process, as will the public. Just real quickly on an outline of it, I won't go through each of these pieces. Let me just emphasize two of them. I'm actually going to bring the last slide. It's going to be under three. This first bullet under three, under water resources. What our sources and availability is, I want to brief you on one small change that we're currently making there. And then also this last bullet, communications, public input, and then the TCEQ process. That's all important to this and integrated into it. Then the rest of it's gonna have a good bit of background history of how we got to where we are, and then of course where we're headed, operational guidelines, operational modeling. That'll be a pretty heavy duty effort. So I'll put in parentheses there. That's kind of a future activity. This is a long term effort. On the reporting and accountability, I would plan to make probably a quarterly report to you as we move further into this process. We brought this water management plan to you earlier as part of the systems operations permit. We've now actually initiated starting the plan. So on a regular basis, you'll be hearing the progress of it, and then ultimately you'll be seeing the deliverables out of it for review. On the next slide, it's at least a two-year process to get the first major deliverables done. As I mentioned, there will be regular status reports to you. It is going to be a living document. There will be a revision cycle to it. It may be a five-year cycle. It's going to be kind of as needed as change, as things change, as our commitments change significantly, as demands change significantly, or as regulations change. It may be as short as a 2-year cycle time. So that'll vary as needed for our conditions. The cost to prepare this, it's already built into the budget. We have 2 staff positions devoted to it and the water resources staff. And there's a little bit of consultant support needed. But by doing it in-house, it brings a number of advantages to us. To me, the most important one, it gives us some institutional knowledge that we're going to build on. We'll have a staff in-house that knows how it was built. And that's obviously very important to us, but there's also cost savings involved by doing it in-house rather than by consultant-driven process, and that's a fairly significant savings. Just on the initial creation, it's three-quarters of $1 million or more dollars. Now, let me change gears and go into one of the specifics of the type of things that will be in the water management plan. And over the years, over the many years, this board has been briefed on how we contract for water and what our contracting limits are. And those contracting limits have changed from time to time for several things, either when new projects have been put online or when yields have changed in our projects due to either drought of record or change in the planning horizon. We currently have water rights in the Brazos River Basin constructed, that would be not including Allen's Creek Reservoir, of this under the current method column, permitted water rights of 661,901 acre feet. We currently limit our contracting to the arithmetic sum of the firm yield of each of our 11 projects. So we don't currently take advantage of any system benefit of water that could be diverted that's downstream of multiple of our reservoirs. We know that that water is physically there. We know it's wet water. We know we can supply it, but we haven't ever actually changed our contracting capability to take advantage of that. So we're actually shorting ourselves this unused water rights of 12,229 acre feet. What I want to brief you on is that we are in the process to be able to meet needs in, on the main stem of the reservoir. This would not be of an advantage to us at Lake Parker or Lake Aquila, where we have standalone lakeside needs, but on the main stem of the reservoir where the water actually exists, we are going to be updating our contracting methods to take full advantage of all of our current water rights and increase our limitation on contracting up to the full amount of our current permitted rights. So that's the types of things that will be documented in the water management plan. That concludes my remarks. Any questions?
Yes, sir. I have a question, perhaps, or a comment. In developing the water management plan, since I've been on this board, I've been following the Water Development Board Water for Texas 2002 methodology, and I've been very concerned all the time about the cost of infrastructure. And I think as we develop these things, I really would like to have a report sort of modeled along the 4 major items that the Water Development Board stipulates in the planning process, and that would be to have the information provided in detail for water supply, which includes the water, which is what you're talking about here, but water infrastructure. I'm very concerned about the cost of water infrastructure, where we go on this thing, and wastewater treatment, of course, and then flood control. And I think if we develop the water development plan, water management plan, we can actually track it back to what the Water Development Board is following and report to the legislature, so we can track ourselves as to progress or lack of progress, if you wish. And I think that the project is fine the way you're presenting it, but I really would like to have information categorized into the 4 major items that the Water Development Board and the legislature is tracking.
Okay. We will put in there the cost of infrastructure as needed to support our commitments and our demands. That would be extremely important for this board to have.
Because it's mind-boggling, yes, when you get around to reading, yes, the Water Development Board's projections,
yes,
that the infrastructure costs in our basin, of course, recognizing that it's not our direct cost, but all water flows into or out of our system, that the estimated cost of water infrastructure, backlog as they call it, is $1.6 billion going to be. And I'm concerned as to where we are, what our responsibilities are, what we can do about these things or not.
I want to commend you and the staff for doing this, majority of this in-house? Because you're right, if it's going to be a living document, we're going to have to revisit every 5 years. We need to have that institutional knowledge in-house. So I'm glad whoever came up with that or whoever had the foresight to see it that way, I'm glad that's what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I think that makes a lot of sense.
Good. Thank you.
Okay. Any further discussion?